How many sick and doesn't have a prayer card? Let's see your hand.
All right, anywhere in the building.
All right. Just believe now. Now, what are we trying to say? What are we trying to represent? Jesus Christ. How many understands that? How many knows that in the days of His visitation to us on earth, that He was God manifested in a body called Jesus? That was God in a man. That's right. Not just a prophet. He was God. And the prophets had their part of the Word. Their part of the Word. The part was given to them for that age. But He was the fullness of the Word. How many knows that? He was the Word itself. Now, there is a allotted portion of the Word for today. Is that right? That would be Him again. Is that right? So that makes Him the same yesterday. How many we got? 25. Now, if we get any farther than that, you want any time left? You got about 20 minutes or something. Now remember, if people see you've got prayer cards, hold that prayer card. We're going to pray for every person that comes. It comes, it gets a prayer card. If you just stay with us, if I have to run day and night, I'll get them. With the help of the Lord, I'll certainly get them. Now, if you just give me your undivided attention. Now, how many in here that's sitting out there that believes that you have faith enough to touch Him? That's right. Now, let's not let it be in vain, friends. There's a lady sitting here in a wheelchair. And there's a man sitting there in a wheelchair. I can see they're sick. Of course, they're not sick, maybe, but they're afflicted. Don't be discouraged, sister. And brother, you know, if I could heal you, you know I'd come do it, don't you? Certainly would. If I wouldn't, I have no business standing back here. If I have a cruelty in my heart that could take you from that wheelchair or you from that wheelchair and not do it, I'd be a cruel person. Well, you say, with the gift of God, you should do it anyhow. Wait a minute. No. That's how you don't read Scripture right. Jesus passed through it where there's thousands of crippled, lame, blind, halt, and withered, and never touched them. And once you're a man that has maybe a prostrate condition, something you've been retarded, had 35 years, you can walk, and 38 years, I believe it was. See, there's some of you, of course, what if that was my wife sitting there, or my mother, my wife, my daughter, see, or my brother, my father sitting there? Or if anything could be done, I sure want it done. But you know, there might be maybe somebody sitting on here that's very healthy is a lot closer to death than they are. What a heart trouble, cancer. A lot closer to death. But is it harder for God to heal the cancer or the cripple? There's no difference. It only requires if you believe it. Now, for myself to show you that it couldn't be me, I'd come do it right now. If I could do it, I'd make a show off out of it, I guess. I said, let me bring this man and woman up here on a platform, show you what a great servant of Christ I am. I'll say some kind of words over him, get up now and walk away. Yeah, I'd like to do that. All the crowd would just scream and say, praise God, what a great, powerful servant of God, Brother Branham is. See? That would be wrong. But now, Jesus can make both of them well. But see, when a person gets just a little bit crippled, they begin to flat way down. They don't want to make it, but way down they begin to think, I'm past going. I can never make it. Don't do that. Don't do that. You believe it. And if I could, I would. But if you just get all that doubt out of your heart, just don't let nothing come in that would hinder you. Called an afflicted from birth. Just straighten right out and walk away. Normal and well. That's the statement of doctors and male brothers, and you see, and readers. Tony Martin. That little child right there in California, the Assemblies of God down there, that school, Southwestern Bible School, that child was so twisted and afflicted, even John Hopkins, the male brother, says, not an earthly chance for him. But the Lord is thus saith the Lord. That was different. See, don't go without hope. Now, for the next few minutes, We're going to pray now. It's got about 12 minutes. Maybe get the prayer line too. Now, if I get those two, maybe have some more time. I promise that out at 9:30. You watch. All right? Then what we miss tonight, we pick up tomorrow. Now, everybody will be praying, and all of you out there that now that hasn't got prayer cards or has got prayer cards, whatever it is, you just start praying. See, your faith will do just exactly what Jesus did in the days gone by. You can touch His garment. Now, if everybody will be just real reverent, don't move around, be real reverent just for a little bit. Come, sir. We are strangers to each other, I suppose. If I could help you, I would do it. You know that. I'd be glad to do that. But I can't. But pray to somebody else you're standing for wants to be prayed for. You believe God can heal them?
Yes, sir.
They're not present this time.
Yes, sir.
They're away from here.
Yes, sir.
Cancer case.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You believe they'll be healed?
Yes, sir.
Lord, it'll be done. You believe that's all you have to do. Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
I bless you.
Praise God.
How do you do? So are we strangers to one another. Just a man. Walk in here. I don't know you, never seen you. But in your ear, you see this precious Bible.
Yes.
It holds a promise. That is God's Word.
Right.
And the Bible says in there that the Word of God discerns the thoughts, desires, the intents, the heart, and so forth. Both tells this word that's written, vindicates it to be true by foretelling, and God makes it real. Like you said, let there be light, and there was light.
That's right.
I'm just saying that to talk to you like our Lord talked to the woman at the well, like He seen Simon and so forth. You've had some trouble. You had an operation. Burst it open again.
That's right.
You understand where I mean, why I can't say it right here, and you understand why. Isn't that right?
Right.
That's right. I can't say it here, but you know, I felt you right there when you thought, well, what if he's going to say that? Or like that. No, I won't say it because I can't say it here. But it'll be all right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go believe.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Have faith in God.
Thank you, Jesus.
How do you do, lady? You believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God? You believe me to be His servant?
Sure do.
I appreciate that. If there's any way to help you, I'll do it. There's only one way I can help you, that's for what I see. I can only, what I see, then I say it. If I can't see it, well then, I can't say it, of course, until I see it. Because it has to come from Him. It's the divine gift of God that comes from God. Your trouble is in your eye. You have a growth in your eye. Can't see it. But in your left eye.
Sure.
She might know this now. Then someone out there might say it. I see she's got some more trouble. She's got trouble with her left breast also. That's right, isn't it? How you doing? Here, if that would puzzle you, let me tell you, you're not from here. You're from away from here. You're from Louisiana.
Right.
Go back and believe God and be healed. Believe with all your heart. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just believe. How do you do? You're really rest. That man is suffering right there with oppression also. Kind of gray-headed with a gray suit on, sitting looking at me. Have oppression, don't you, sir? It's left you now.
Hallelujah!
It's all over. Praise be to God. Why did he touch? Not me. I need to give that man behind him some courage. You haven't wanted to believe you had TB. Complications. You accept Jesus now as your healer? All right, you can have your healing. Amen. Believe it with all your heart. Amen. That's the way to do it. Oh, how wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're bleeding, all of you?
Hold on,
a man tonight, coming right down the row of man. Man sitting right behind him there, wondering all about it. Got arthritis. You believe that God will make it well? You do, then you can have it. Oh, no, women, you. What did a man look like? Just going along with man tonight. Wonderful. Thanks be to God. Here's another man sitting around here with a double hernia. You believe that God will make that hernia well? Amen, you can have it. The other man sitting behind him has a hernia also. You believe, sir? You can have it also if you just believe it. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Do you believe God?
Bless you, Jesus.
Just have faith. Don't doubt.
Bless you, Lord.
No distance to God. You believe that? There's a man sitting right through here, putting my finger right there, he's wearing glasses, gray headed. He's a diabetic. He'll believe with all his heart, God will heal him. His wife's sitting right next to him there. Yes, put your hand over on her, she's got colon trouble. Put your hand over on her and believe with all your heart, you both can be healed.
Amen.
You believe? Your trouble is a blood clot. It's in your left arm. You had cancer. Was operated. They gave you some medication. The medication caused this blood clot to come in here in a serious condition. You believe that God will heal you?
I do.
Then as you have believed, so let it be done to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Look like a healthy woman, strong. Well, you believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, lives?
Yes, I do.
You believe that He's here tonight?
Yes, I do.
If I could tell you something the matter with you, would you believe Him with all your heart?
Yes.
You're up for an operation.
Yes.
It's female trouble.
Yes.
Ladies' trouble.
Yes.
You have to have an operation.
Yes.
Hmm? You got someone with you that really needs to have an operation too. A younger person.
Yes.
That's right. Exactly right. Then you got somebody you're praying for. That's your husband.
Yes.
He's unsaved. And he's not here. You believe with all your heart and he'll get saved and you won't have to have the operation.
Oh,
amen. Amen. Have faith in God. See the way you're walking. Only God heals cancer, but God knows how to do it. Do you believe that He'll do it for you?
Yes.
And I'll lay my hands upon you, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ for your healing. Amen. Go now, don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Come, sister. Asthmatic condition. Ladies' trouble. You believe that God will make you well? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed for the glory of God. Amen. All right. Diabetic. You believe that God will make it well? Cure you and make it heal you?
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed. Now, if you believe God laying hands on like that, it's got to happen. Yes, sir. Back trouble and stomach trouble. You believe that God will make you well? Then go in the name of Jesus Christ and be made well for the glory of God. Everybody believe?
Amen. Thank you.
How do you do, sir? Of course, you see you have gland trouble and it's made you have heart trouble. You believe that God will heal your heart and make you well? Go in the name of Jesus Christ and be healed. I want to show you something. Take this watch off. Take a hold. You believe God can heal lung trouble and make you well? Oh, you sure can. Did you see how that happened? Lord bless you. Go and be made healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me have your hand. I want you to look at my hand. Ordinary like a man's hand, is that right? I put my hand on. Not changed. Swells up. Little bumps running over. God ulcerated the stomach. You believe that God will make it well? You accept your healing now?
I do.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, heal the man for this moment, Lord. Take it away from him and he might see and know that it's true. It's written in the Bible, in my name they shall cast out devils. Them that believe. Lord, I believe. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this devil go from my brother. Amen. Let's see your hand again. Now, don't look like it did, does it? You're healed. Go be well. Asthmatic condition. You believe God will make it well?
Yes.
Go and breathe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be made well. Amen. Have faith. God heals back trouble, makes man well. You believe that? All right, go on your road and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and I be made well. Don't doubt. Amen. What if I told you got healed here? Would you believe it?
Yes.
All right, just go on your own rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you shall have what you've asked for. All right. Come, sir. You believe?
Yes,
sir. I want to show you, sort of showing your hands. Take, look at my hand. Nothing wrong with it.
See? You hear?
Now it does change. It swelled up. Little white things run over.
Yes.
Would you like to eat your supper and feel good again?
Yes.
You believe you can?
Yes.
You believe these things you see comes from God?
Yes.
I look right back at my hand again. It isn't there now.
No.
Then go eat. Your faith does. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Right now, he remains. He's the same yesterday, today. You believe we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover?
Sure we do.
You believe that, sister? In the name of Jesus Christ, go and be healed and made well for the glory of God. Amen. Oh Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, with all the things going on here in the building tonight, we know that you're here. Let the power of God make my sister well for your glory. Amen. Come now, believe. You believe with all your heart? You'll never have to be crippled up then. In the name of Jesus Christ, may she go and be healed for the glory of God. Amen. Go now, don't doubt. Believe with all your heart. Both heart and stomach. Stomach causes the heart. Lord Jesus, make my brother well. In the name of Amen. Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The way we used to do it a long time ago, praying your... Now, you really don't have nothing to be nervous about, do you? Do you? Not a bit. But you are anyhow. That's right. All of them out there, pretty near everyone, has got the same name. They have... Let me show you. How many is nervous out there? Raise up your hands. Put up your hand. How would you call that bunch? Couldn't do it. Well, let me show you that God is a healer, because I know you're going to get healed. See? Frankly, it's already over right now.
Right.
Amen. That shadow went away from her right there. Go on. Rejoice and say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wouldn't
you like to breathe again good? And, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful? You believe you can? Then go on your road and do it in the name of Jesus Christ. There you go. Amen. Now you know you got to have help or die. It'll kill you if you don't have help. God's here to help you. Do you believe that? You sure are an evil thing that is. Let me have your hand here. You're aware of it, was you? Cancer. You just aware of that cancer. You believe with all your heart with me? This man must die. If God doesn't heal him, it's cancer. Oh God,
thank you,
the Word says, in my name they shall cast out devils.
Yes.
And if you've done it for others, Lord Jesus, do it for this man here. Let the power of Almighty God come up on him and save his life for the glory of God.
Thank
in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank
you. Go and forget about it. Just say, thank you, Lord, and go and be healed for the glory of God. Now, you really need an operation. Right. Of a tumor. But God can take the tumor out of my wife and take it out of you. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe that story's true that I said a while ago? Here's my hand laying here on the Bible. That is true. Now, you know the Holy Spirit, I don't know you, I never seen you. And if I can tell you what your trouble is, it's got to be something you're telling me. Well, that same thing took the tumor out of my wife. See? Now, you believe if I pray and lay hands up on you, the tumor will leave you? You're going to believe with all your heart? All right, come here. All of you believe with me now.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Let your grace and mercy be upon the woman. As I lay hands up on her, and in the light of God's Word, may this tumor be condemned and may the woman live to the glory of God. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you. Now go believe and say, thank you, Lord, and it'll all be gone. Now, how much are you? We're 3 minutes past time. I made it like in 3 minutes. I'll be right tomorrow night, Carl. How many loves the Lord now? How many believes that these people are healed? Tomorrow night I'll try to take a little different, show you all again how that works and how it operates, the Lord willing. And now, the Lord bless each one of you. Is there anybody here that's convinced that they are a sinner and they want to serve Jesus Christ as their, accept Jesus as their Savior? Would you like to stand here now and let's have prayer with you? We'd be glad to do that. The invitation's open. We've put these services for divine healing, but it's not altogether for healing. We pray for the sick and we also the sin-sick people. That's first.
Amen.
We want you to come. And come here just a moment. Stand with us in prayer. We'd be glad to pray with you. Do everything that we could to help you. Would you do that? Is there a sinner in the building who would like to take that stand tonight and say, I'll come and accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior? I want to be saved tonight. God bless you. Here comes a man. God bless you. Is there another?
Amen.
There be another. That's the way I like to see people come. Come right down wide open and say, I'm wrong. I want to be right. And my brother, sister, before this 500 or 600 people or whatever there is in here, I don't know. But these people standing here know if it's the truth. Never has the Lord ever let me say anything wrong in that prophecy. How many says that's right? Raise up your hands. It's always right. He'll save you if you'll come just with simple faith and believe it. He knows the secret of the heart. Why did I make that call just at this time? Look like the Billy's buzzing to me. It's because something said, make a call. How do I know this might not be these man's last opportunity? There might be more here. If there is, won't you come while we bow our heads? Come, sir.
Thanks,
God bless you.
Lord.
That's fine. Lord, heal him, make him well, did this for him. Come, someone else? Three, in the mouth of three witnesses, let it be established. Now, brethren, as you stand there, you're doing the most gallant thing. People are sick. They'll do anything to get well. But when a man realizes he's sin sick, that's the worst sickness. These people come here tonight, I know there's a couple of cancers that left while we're standing here. That's true. I see the shadows leaving. And I'm not a fanatic. I know it's true. Lots of people were healed. But perhaps maybe sometime if they live long enough, they'll get sick again. They may have pneumonia. Something's got to take them out of life. Death has to do it. Now, but what you're doing now, you're going to accept eternal life. Look what Jesus said. He that heareth my word, heareth me to understand. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come to the judgment but pass from death unto life. You're doing the most noble thing you ever did. I'll ask the congregation to stand in memorial of this. While we
thank
pray.
You, Lord.
Some ministers would like to come around and lay hands upon these men with me. I'd be glad for you to do it. If you could come out here and lay your hands around. Everybody reverent. Heavenly Father, into your divine presence, not under emotion, but under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, in the hour of divine healing, when they seen Jesus do these same things 2,000 years ago today, and they see him doing it today, many act like they did then. It said many believed on him because of his works. Many believe on him tonight because of his works. Here stands three precious souls. Three men. Seemingly, Lord, usually it's women. But tonight it's been man, right straight through. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll receive their confession,
thank you,
as they
Lord.
Confess that they have been wrong,
thank you,
and they desire to have life and have it more abundantly through Jesus Christ. Take every dark stain of sin away. Hear me, Lord, as I pray. I commit them into thy hand, and by the authority of your word that said that he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Then you must receive them, Lord. For they have come, and your word said that you would not cast them out. And they've come believing that you will forgive them, and from this night on, they'll serve you the rest of their days, separating themselves from sin. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll pour out the Holy Ghost upon them.
Yes, sir.
That you'll fill them with your divine power. That they not only be Christians, but be instruments of service, filled to the capacity with the Holy Spirit, that they might help bring the message to others. Lord Jesus, I commit them to you now upon your word, that promise that they shall be forgiven. I'll raise him up at the last day, he said, and I know your words are true. We've just been speaking of them. It never fails. And the word come to these men tonight, and they've come to follow the word. And I know that at this junction here of forgiveness, that you do. For your words cannot fail. In Jesus' name, with our heads bowed now, to you, my brethren, is standing here tonight. You did the only thing that you can do when you're convinced that you're wrong, then you're convicted of sin, something you've done wrong. There's only one way of pardon, and that's through the cross. And you've walked up here tonight before all this people to accept him as your Savior, that you was convinced that you're wrong, convicted, convinced that he's right, convicted that you're wrong. And he died for sinners. That's what he come to the earth for, to die for sinners. Only asking you one thing, to accept freely what he died for you. Will you do that? Will you accept him as your Savior? Put your sins behind you and accept him right now as your personal Savior. If you will, just raise up your right hand towards him.
Thank
I will.
You, Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
That means that it's over. If you believe me to be God's servant, then that's according to his word. Your sins are behind you. They're gone. They're in the sea of forgetfulness. He'll never remember them no more. You are new creatures in him tonight. Now, may these brother here come and lay hands up on you. Some of you ministers here stand close. Come lay your hands also, and let's bless them if they receive the Holy Ghost. Come up close.
Thank you, Lord.
Feel this, my brother. The vaccine of the Holy Ghost. Feel this, my brother, Lord. With the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do this in the name of Jesus Christ as I commit them to you for your servant. Amen.
Now, you may raise your head. These men have accepted Christ as their Savior. Past sins are forgiven. That's the word of the Lord. How many knows that's true? Now, I want you to turn around towards the audience, friends. So he says, if you're ashamed of me before man, I'm ashamed of you before the Father. He that will confess me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. Raise up your hands that you confess that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You're taken for your Savior now. You brethren here, raise, come to the altar just now. Raise up your hands so the audience can see.
Hallelujah.
He that confesses me before man, him will I confess before my Father and the holy angels. Now, as we bow our heads for dismissing, I want each one of you people that can come by here and shake hands with these brothers and invite them into your church, some of you pastors, that you go on with them from here to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God bless you. God heal you. God give you grace abundance is my sincere prayer. Let us bow our heads now while our guest Brother Rose is coming for the dismissing prayer. All right, Brother Rose. Now, tonight, we've got a group of prayer cards. How many in your heads prayer cards? Raise up your hand. It would be hard for me to go through that group and with the discernment if the Lord would give it. But let me just take a moment and say this. How many in here doesn't have prayer cards and you're praying that God will heal you? Now may the Lord God help each one of you. I am your brother. Jesus is your Savior. God is our Father. We are people. We are not of this world when we're born of God. We're of above. Now, before we have the prayer line to pray for the sick, and there's a man here on the platform tonight that prays for sick too, and ministers out there that pray for sick, I don't want to leave the impression that I'm the only one praying for the sick. God doesn't, he doesn't have to use me. He just use you or anybody. The thing is to believe what he said in the truth.
Yes,
but now that I said this, in vindication of what has been said, let us just bow our heads just a moment. You that's praying and you're sick and do not have prayer cards, you pray. And say something like this, Lord Jesus, I know the Bible says that the prayer of faith shall save the sick, God shall raise him up. It's also said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
If he is the same, well then, you'll have to act the same, do the same. And then again, the Bible said that the Word of God was sharper than a two-edged sword and discerned the thoughts that was in the heart. We know that when the Word was made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that's exactly what God did to His Son. Jesus said in St. John 14, the works that I do shall you do also, even greater and more, for I go to my Father. And now, the Bible says also in the book of Hebrews that He's a high priest. Now, do we all believe that?
Certainly.
He's a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Now, He is. Not I am, he is. No man is, he is. Now, a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Now, if you feel and were ready to step out and just turn yourself loose to your all unbelief, and saying, let me touch you, great high priest. Now, if he's the high priest and the same yesterday, today, and forever, he will act as he did then because he is the same. A woman touched him one time when he's here on earth, visibly with her hand. He felt the touch and turned around and said, who touched me? And all of them denied it. But he discerned the thoughts and he found the woman, told her what was wrong with her, and her faith had healed her. Now he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe that woman didn't have a prayer card, but she had faith. And that's all that's necessary. Have faith. Touch the great physician. And by a divine gift, if I can just get myself out of the way, let the Holy Spirit say what he wants to do and do what he wishes to do. And that's the gift, not just imaginary. And if it's imaginary, it won't work. If it is real, it works. That's why Jesus said, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. So it couldn't be me. He was the Son of God. I'm a sinner saved by his grace. Just believe. Don't press, just believe and say, Lord Jesus, let me touch you. This grace temple.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Keep praying. Everybody, stay where you are. Just pray and believe. Didn't mean just to pay attention to what they were saying. Now you're an audience. There's hardly anyone in here that I know outside of these Martin boys sitting here. And I think this is Brother Dawson sitting down here. I'm not sure if this colored glass is on. I'll try to bypass in there. People which I do not know. When I made Jesus Christ come with his power, that you might see that the promise of this day, the scripture that was predicted of this day, even according to Malachi 4, it must be fulfilled. Something's got to do it. God has promised it. There's a lady sitting right out here. She's on her road to the hospital tomorrow. She's been in an accident, automobile accident. She's hurt herself. Got inward troubles, bad arm. You have a prayer card, lady. You know. Am I a total stranger to you? I don't know you. We don't know one. Ma'am, you just heard me preach, but you know I know nothing about you. Are those things the truth? If that is, raise up your hand. God bless you. So have faith, you won't have to go. Your trouble's over. What did the lady touch? There's a man sitting right behind us. Can't you see that, honey? We got an amber-colored light moving. It's a man sitting right behind her. He's praying about something. It's a brother that's in the hospital. You believe that God will heal your brother? Give him back his right mind and everything, make him right. You believe that? I'm a stranger to you, is that right? That's the believe. All right. We can have peace. What did he touch? Here's a lady right back behind that sitting back here. She see that light? Can you see it? Look here. Look, everybody look. See right here? Kind of an amber-looking circle. Right below it is a lady. She's here. She's praying for someone. It's two children, grandson, great-grandson. The lady is not from here. She's from California. And she's come here, requested prayer. Also, there's somebody with her. It's her sister. She sits right back here with that red dress on. She has epilepsy. That is true. She's from California. You brought her with her. Your name is Mary. You believe with all your heart. Are those things true? Wave your hand if it's true. Are you believe with all your heart? Then you can have what you asked for. Now, anybody wish to ask the people, if I knew them, do you have a prayer card, lady? You don't. You don't need it. Here's a man sitting right back here looking at me. One end of the row. He's got trouble with his knees. If he believes that God will heal his knees, you may have what he's praying about. You believe it? All right. Your knee trouble's over, sir. Do you have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card? You don't need it. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
A lady sitting here has got female trouble. You believe? There's a lady. Oh my. You're missing. Got a red coat. Her name is Miss Daly. Believe with all your heart. Lord Jesus Christ, make you well, Miss Daly. Asked if I know the lady. I've never seen her in my life. The Heavenly Father knows that. You say, what'd you call her name? Well, Jesus said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. Is that right? Now, isn't that him the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you believe that to be the truth? Now, what did Jesus say? This will occur. And remember, that was the last sign that was given to the elected church, Abraham and his bunch, before the promised son appeared. Is that right? God will give Abraham signs all along the journey, so has he the church. But when the angel of the Lord come down into that, he destroyed the unbelieving Gentiles, and the expected son that had been waited for appeared, Isaac. This ministry will end soon, and the expected son will appear himself. The church has come from justification through the Lutheran, sanctification through the Western, into the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the Pentecostals, and now winding up to the headstone. Ministry typing all the time right into that perfect negative shadow becoming positive. And Jesus will come to catch his church someday, those who believe. Separate yourself from unbelief and believe tonight. Will you do it? Let those who have prayer cards now, beginning on Eva, pray up for 25. Is that right? I think that's what was set out. Number 125, that's 26, 27, 28, 30. Line up over here with prayer cards. Number 1, line up on this side over here. Will you do it now? Now, we had the discernment line without the prayer cards, so that people say, I was reading what was on the prayer card. There was, then people had no prayer cards. They're just people sitting there. And now, it goes on. How many have seen that go for a half hour at a time or more like that? See, and things take place. But you see, we got the whole of the strength. I've got 40 some odd meetings ahead of me around down to the south. And I'll move over here, use your prayer cards, move over on this side. All with a prayer card, come over on this side over here. Prayer cards, A. Now, the rest of us, that's the same. To God only believe. Will you do that? All of us together. Oh, that's all. Just believe God. Will you use his word? Oh, thank you. Maybe if I step right down there, it'll be better. You know what I mean? Thank you. Thank you. How many is interested in these people getting healed? Now, see, healing belongs to God, is that right? Now, if Jesus stood here tonight, this suit of clothes that he gave me, and was wearing this suit of clothes himself, then if you say, Lord, will you heal me? He'd say, I have already done it. He was wounded for our transgressions, with his stripes we were healed. Is that right? See, he's already did it. It's in the past. You say, Lord, save me. He's already did it. No matter how much you cry and pray and beat on the bench, it won't save you until you believe and accept what he's done for you. Is that right? Same thing it is. I do not heal people. I can't heal people. But what would he do? If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he would do just what he did now. Well, that's what he promised for the day. How many know that that's what he's promised? He promised it. Yes, sir. He promised it. And all the scriptures, you don't take the tapes, the seven church ages and things. See, those things proven by the scripture. That it's right. Now, do you standing in this prayer line, to come down that line of discernment, Jesus saw one vision and he said, I perceive that virtue has gone from me, that strength, is that right? Vision, you're in another world. Now he's here, that's him that you touch. See? Now, it just only identifies that he's here with us. Now, how many will believe? If we just walk through this line, let me pray, lay hands up on you, and you go back to your seat, do you believe I'll pray for you here and then lay hands on you, each one of you get well? You believe that was the Holy Spirit here? You can just keep on doing it. If you want to fall into that line and just keep on for some more, well, we'll do that. See, that's what the Holy Spirit's here. See, it's not, it's just up to your thinking. If it makes you believe more, but many people have been taught, lay hands on me. The Bible said he sent his word and healing. Well, that's what he did just now. Confirmed his word, sent it to him. Confirmed it. And it healed him. The Gentiles said, Jew said, come lay hands on my daughter, she'll live. Romans said, I'm not worthy, come under my roof, just say the word. That's why I'm trying to get you to believe, you see. But if you want, be prayed for and hands laid upon you. Now I want every one of you to join with me in prayer as we pray for the people. Let us bow our heads. Lord Jesus, I pray for the people now. They're aware that you're standing here. They know that you're in the midst of the people. And when these people pass over this platform tonight, may they not come just coming by me, your servant, or these other servants of yours sitting here. May they realize that they're coming to the temple of the living God. They're coming under a promise that God said, these signs shall follow them that will believe. When they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. He promised that. He promised that every man that would believe would be saved. And every man that does believe gets saved. Everyone that believes in healing is healed. Father, help our unbelief now. You've identified yourself here tonight, scripturally, to show us that you're here. Now let it come to pass that every person that comes across this platform or in this audience, may there not be a feeble person among us when the service is over. May the great Holy Spirit come among these people and anoint us every one, Lord, all these ministers, all these servants of yours sitting here, by the hundreds. Father, I pray that each of our prayers will go to you while we're in the divine presence of your being. And may these people understand as they pass this platform that tonight is the night of their healing, if they can believe. Now I want everyone to continue in prayer as the people come by, and I'll be laying hands upon each one for their healing. Come. I pray for this, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for this, my brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. Amen. I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. I pray for my sister in Jesus' name for her healing. I pray for my sister in Jesus' name for her healing. I pray for my brother in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. I pray for my sister in the name of Jesus Christ for her healing. I pray for my brother in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for my brother in Jesus' name. I lay hands upon my brother in the name of Jesus Christ for him. I lay my hand upon his brother in Jesus' name.
About a gift. A gift is not something that God gives you to go out and say, here, I'll go over here and pick out this and I'll take that and I'll do this. That's not a gift. So many people think that, but they're wrongly impressed. A gift of God is just to know how to get yourself out of the way so God can use you. That's all a gift is. See? As long as you're in yourself. Didn't Jesus say himself, the Son can do it? St. John 5:19. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself. He passed by that pool where all that cripples was and healed one man with prostrate trouble or something, disease retarded. He said, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son likewise. It's not me, said, it doeth the works. It's my Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Now, you people sitting out there, don't you dare to look to any man. You look to Christ. He's the one. But he promised in the last days that he would manifest himself in human flesh like he did there at Sodom. Now, your flesh, my flesh, let us just open our hearts and get our own thinking away and just let the Word take its course tonight in us. Then we'll see God's great gifts of His Spirit manifested before us. Be real reverent. Nobody leave. Keep real quiet and pray. I'm sure you appreciate it. And if there's anybody here who thinks this is a hoax, I challenge you to come to the platform. Anybody. And if you're afraid to do it, don't say nothing about it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit in here under my control to declare the Word of God.
Amen.
Here's a picture tonight, like St. John, the 4th chapter. A man and a woman meet together, I suppose for the first time. I don't know you. You probably know me by papers and hearsay, but I don't know you. You know that. We're strangers to each other. Like our Lord met a woman one time at the well. Man and woman meeting, talking. But if I come like one of some of our brethren would say, God gave me a gift of healing. You know what the gift of healing is? Faith in healing. See, you just release your faith to pray for somebody. That's all a gift of healing is. Every minister should have it. Everybody, see, should have a gift of healing. The power that heals you is on the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. You just have to let it work its way out. That's all. It's like the life that's in the tree. You don't have to pour the apples in the tree to make it bear apples. It's just planted in the ground and it drinks and pushes out. Well, that's the way you do the Holy Spirit. It's on the inside of you. You just drink from the inexhaustible fountain of Jesus Christ and it pushes out the fruits of the Spirit. See? Now I'm standing here not knowing you. God knows that. You're a total stranger. Now if I went and put hands on you and said, sister, you're going to get well, you could believe that. That'd be all right. But now what? If he comes... See, that was the days gone by, back in the Pentecostal days. We're living ahead of that now. We're beyond Pentecost. The same as we are Methodist and Lutheran. We're well up to the coming of the Lord. Where the ministry that Jesus Christ exercised himself has to be exactly like the headstone in the pyramid has to be so honed that every stone fits perfectly. And the church has got to get in that condition to receive the headstone, then take the whole thing in the resurrection when the body's raised up. You believe that? You believe these things I tell you is the truth?
Right.
You do. If the Lord Jesus will tell me something that you've done, something that you ought not have done, something that's wrong with you, whatever it might be, financial, domestic, I don't know. Whatever it is, you'll believe me, will you, to be His servant? You are a Christian. See, I spoke to you just to find your spirit. That's why He did it at the well. He said, bring me a drink. You're a Christian. You are a believer. That's right. Not a hitchhiker, a believer. All right? Your trouble, your main trouble is in your neck. You're on the back of your neck. You have a growth. And that growth is giving you pressure. It's ruining your eyes and so forth. Is that right? That's thus saith the Lord. That's right. If you believe it, it'll leave you. God bless you. How do you do, sir? I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. If I can relax myself, that's enough that the Holy Spirit can use my lips and my eyes. Just like, did you ever dream a dream? Sure. There's some part of you. You have to be inactive in your five senses. You have a conscious and a subconscious. Your first conscience is here and your subconscious is over here. You have to be inactive in your five senses to go over here to dream. But when you come back and it presses this, do you remember what you dreamed of? Now seers, prophets, their subconscious is not over there. It's right here. You don't get out of your five senses. You're standing dreaming. And you'd say, dream me a dream. You couldn't do it. Neither can I see you a vision. It takes God to do that. But I don't go to sleep to see it. I stand here and see it. That's the gift of God. If I can get the first conscience out of the way, God will use the other conscience. If He has anything to say, that's up to Him. But if I be able, by the help of God, if Jesus is standing here with this suit on that He gave me, if you're sick, He cannot heal you. No, He's already did that when He died. But I don't know what you're here for. You're just a man. We're around close to the same age, and we're just standing on the platform meeting for the first time. You believe God can reveal to me your desires or what you've done or your hindrances? If He can tell you what has been, He can tell you what will be. Do you believe that? I don't want to take too much time, but I preached hard. You got the time nervous. You got to really relax because there's nothing I can do unless He shows me. Yes, here it is. The light coming over the man. All right, sir? No, sir. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's a daughter. And that daughter lives in California. And she's had an automobile accident some time ago. And you're standing for me to pray for her because she's still afflicted by it. And listen, let me tell you something. That automobile accident was not in California. It was in Dallas, Texas, where the automobile accident happened. Is that right? She's going to be well. Don't forget, I see her walk away. Go and believe now, brother. God bless you. How do you do, lady? I'm a stranger to you. We do not know one another. We're perfectly strangers. But you believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe Him. Now, if the Holy Spirit can tell me something about you that you know I know not, then that'll make you believe, wouldn't it? You have complications. You have many things. But what your main thing is, you're about to face an operation on account of a tumor. And that tumor is in your side. That is right. That's right. That's what you're here to be prayed for. If I could tell you what your name is, would you believe me to be His prophet or believe it would be that? Miss Holman, go on your road rejoicing. God bless you. Believe now, don't doubt. How do you do, lady? Strangers to one another. You're younger than I, just a woman and a man. Just a moment. Everybody real reverent. Spirit of the Lord left you. This man sitting here with glasses on, got a spiritual problem in your mind. You don't know what to do. You're all messed up. You believe and you'll come out all right. Yes, sir. You do that? Be reverent now. Here's a little lady sitting right out here. She looking like this with her hands praying. She's got a bad hand that she's praying about. If you'll believe, yes, God will make it well. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you touch something, you never touch me. You're 20 feet from me. Jesus Christ heals you. Your faith makes you whole. But that ain't the same Jesus, the high priest, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Don't you believe that to be so? Excuse me. I just have to follow the way that goes. Getting weak now, I see. This one, you know, our Lord, a woman touched His garment one time and He said, pardon me. This colored lady sitting here praying. Gallbladder trouble, high blood pressure. Believe, lady. It'll leave you. I looked, there's a colored lady standing here. See, her faith drew it right away. That lady right behind her with asthma, if you believe that God will make you well of that asthma, you can have it also, if you believe it. You have a great desire in your heart. And that's a legitimate desire. You want a baby. And the reason you can't have it, you have a female trouble. Is that true? Do you believe that God will give it to you?
Yes,
if the Lord Jesus will tell me who you are, will you believe?
Yes.
Mrs. Lambert,
yes.
Now you go believe. Does that make you believe?
Yes.
May she receive it, God.
Yes.
There you go. Have faith. Sir, we're strangers to one another. But God knows us both. You believe that the Lord Jesus will reveal to me your troubles? You do. You're not from here. You're not from Arizona. You're from the way east, Michigan. Right? You have high blood pressure, hardening of the arteries, hard of hearing. It's left you. Go back to Michigan. Lord Jesus, make you right. Have faith in God. lady sitting out here praying for her father. He's got Parkinson's disease. And I see him now. And he's shadowed. Not only is he shadowed to death, but to eternal death, because he's not saved. That's true. You believe that God will save him and heal him? If you've got faith enough to touch Jesus Christ, our high priest, surely you can accept that. Now, will you do me a favor? Put your hand on that woman next to you. She's praying for our brother. That brother's sick. And he's also an alcoholic. That is true. Just believe, he'll stop drinking and get well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. The lady sitting here praying, right here in front of me, got her head down. I can tell you she's praying, Lord, let it be me. The lady is, she's praying for a friend. And that friend is in the hospital here, dying with cancer. And for herself also, she's going to miss it. Mrs. Kelly, stand up to your feet and accept the healing in the name of Jesus Christ. I've never seen a woman in my life. You believe God heals our trouble? You believe He heals yours? All right, then just move on saying, thank you, dear God.
Glory to God.
Hard for you to get up at morning, you're so stiff with that arthritis. It won't be that way tomorrow if you just believe it and go on. All right, son. You need a blood transfusion from Calvary. Cures diabetes and everything. You believe that He does that? All right, yours can be cured too if you just believe with all your heart. Come here. You're nervous. That's what's caused your trouble. You got an ulcered stomach. You believe that God will heal it? I'll show you something. I'll take my watch off just a minute. Nervous is kind of hard, but you're a good soul. Let me have your hand. I'm going to take your hand. Won't you look at mine? Now watch. I'm going to lay your hand up on top of mine. Now see them things running across there, little vibrations like? That's that live ulcer. Now watch. Take your hand off. That turns back normally. Now I lay my hand on there. It doesn't do that, does it? But I put your hand on. There it is again. See? Now there's something symbolizing there that you can actually see with your own eyes. Is that right?
Yes.
Raise your hand up so the audience can see that's true.
Thank you, Lord.
Here the audience can see. Much fun. Now take your hand off, lady. Now lay your hand back on there. It's a live ulcer. It's tissue, something eating up tissue. It's causing nervousness spreading. You have ladies' trouble, too. All right. Now hear them. Now this is when you have to take initiative. Just so this lady will know. Now I want the audience to keep their heads down and pray. Because it goes from one to another. When you have to... Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Now you keep your head bowed if you don't want an ulcer. Now here, I want you to watch. You've got the ulcer. Now you watch my hand and see that I don't move my hand. Heavenly Father, let Thy mercies and grace be upon the woman to make her well. She's watching my hand. She's watching, Father, to see if there's any change. And I know that her faith being nervous, I pray, God, that You'll help her. In Jesus' name, help her. Now, the lady, I haven't opened my eyes yet, but the lady knows that my hand still remains just as it was. Isn't that right, lady?
Yes.
Now, watch it real close now. So this is not done to make a show. This is done to declare that Jesus keeps His word. Now, He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Now I'm going to hold my hand just to study. Now I want you to notice, it's not the way I hold my hand. See, it's there all the time. See how it's swelling up?
Yeah.
Getting worse all the time. Because I'm holding my whole hand's numb to my elbow. Now you just watch it just a moment. Lord Jesus, not for a show. We're not to do that. But that Your word might be fulfilled. You never heal the people just because to show you were God. But it was fulfilling the Word. And that's why I do this tonight, Father. It's my faith to believe that this good woman can be healed of this demon. Satan, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ, who triumphed over all sickness, and it's under his feet, and it's his servant, I take the initiative. In Jesus' name, leave the woman, come out of her. Now, I have not moved my hand, the lady bear me record. Something happened to my hand, wasn't it?
Yes, amen.
If that's right, say amen.
Yes, amen.
It's gone, isn't it?
Yes, amen.
It's You're
gone.
Healed.
Hallelujah.
Now, there she is.
Thank you,
Jesus. Here, I'll put my hand on.
Yes,
I put your hand on. Just
yes,
the thing.
Amen.
You're
yes,
healed.
Amen.
One, go eat your supper. Jesus Christ mentioned. My name, they shall cast out devils. Yes. Do you believe, sister? You believe? You believe that God can take that asthmatic condition away from you, make you well?
Thank you, Lord.
Go on your road. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe you with all my heart. How do you do, sir? Heart's been bothering you. Type of blockage. Causing nervous. Pounds. Double pound. One on two on one side, one on the other. All right, sir. It stops now. Your faith makes you whole, sir. Go believing with all your heart. All right? Another stomach. Bad. You believe that Jesus makes you well? Just go say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe it. If he can tell you what you are, surely he can heal you. What if I didn't say one word to you, just laid hands on you? Would you believe that you got healed sitting there in a chair? Would you go on your road and say, thank you, Lord? It's what you believe. Come. You believe that God healed that back trouble sitting there then? Or you go on and say, thank you, Lord. Believe with all your heart. Go on and believe. Sir, if God don't heal you, one day you're going to be crippled up like this with a stick walking along without arthritis. Why not accept him right now? Do you believe it? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord. Stomp the thing. Go out on your road rejoicing. Jesus heals your back, make you well. Do you believe that? Or go out on your road saying, thank you, dear God. Come here, lady. Now, what you scared of? The reason you're afraid is menopause time for you. You know what I mean. Ladies change. And everything, of an evening late, you get weary. You can't do your work. You get so tired. Isn't that right?
Yes,
all right. It's all right now. Your faith makes you. Another, nervous. But you've been nervous all your life. Been a little nervous when you was younger. You was a little fritzy going around. But now it looks like something just got a hold of you. You're pressed all the time. Isn't that right? It won't be no more if you believe me. Right now it's God's prophet. Lord, believe. How many out there believe with all your heart? Put your hands over on one another. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I charge every man and woman here to lay your hands on one another. If God's word, part of it's right, all of it's right. Jesus Christ said, if my name they shall cast out devils. The word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Jesus said, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Every believer in here say amen to that. Then you are believers. You pray for the one that's got your you pray for the one that's got their hands on you, for they're praying for you. Let's pray together and defeat the enemy, and let every sick person in here be healed in the presence of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, author of life, giver of all good gifts, send thy blessings upon this people. Satan, you've lost the battle. Jesus Christ is here. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christians have their hands on one another. They're praying the prayer of faith. You said these signs shall follow them that believe. Each one of them said amen. They believe. They punctuated the desire of your heart. When you said these signs shall follow them that believe, they lay their hands on one another. You are defeated, Satan. Come out of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave this place and leave this building in Jesus Christ's name. Every man and woman that believes that a believer has his hands on you, the prayer of faith is prayed, and you're ready to forsake your sickness, forsake your thoughts about it, and accept the word of God to go in your heart. Stand up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Raise up your hands now and give me praise.